This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Restaurants lost more than $3 billion and tens of thousands of jobs in the state last year. Colorado Restaurant Association spokeswoman Sonia Riggs says mom-and-pop restaurants were hit hardest by the pandemic.
We've seen in some cases, quick service restaurants and pizza delivery companies tell us that they actually have done better year over year. But it's those gems that are the local places that people have put their blood, sweat, and tears in for many years that have suffered the most.
Riggs told Colorado Matters that restaurants need to get back to 100% capacity before they can begin to recover. Famed Aspen skier Greg Harms was one of five people killed in a helicopter crash outside Anchorage, Alaska. Professional skier Chris Davenport says Harms's death is another blow to Colorado, where 12 people have died in avalanches so far this season, including a friend who was killed recently near Beaver Creek.
Just last week, I was like, oh man, can we just get to the end of this winter without another tragedy? And sure enough, another one comes along.
Davenport called Harms a global skiing vagabond who traveled the world skiing and guiding. Bureau of Land Management has a new plan to improve habitat for the threatened Gunnison sage grouse in southwestern Colorado. It calls for removing trees to make more room for sagebrush to grow and provide habitat for the ground-dwelling bird. If approved, the 10-year project could start this year. 70 degrees in Denver. It is also a windy afternoon. This is CPR News.